When I was younger, I loved running home from school and turning on the TV to watch the Lone Ranger round up the bad guys. At the end of every show, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding off into the sunset, one of the townsfolk would ask, "Who was that masked man anyway?" Throughout the years, people have asked that same question about Jesus. Many continue searching for the historical Jesus, even while distrusting the only historical sources we have, the biblical witness. I'd rather take Christ at his word, and the word of those whom he personally entrusted to be his spokesman, and the accounts of eyewitnesses reported by them. Let's take a look at just a few of the many ways Jesus indicated just who he was. Here is what John recorded. "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." And later, Jesus stated, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." From the very beginning, it's clear that Jesus knew who he was. When Mary and Joseph found him in the temple, he told him he was in his Father's house, indicating awareness of his divine sonship. And later, when John baptized him in the river, the heavens opened up and the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Of course, there is much, much more that Jesus said and did to fill out and confirm his unique mission and identity. The Jesus of the biblical witness, by all reliable accounts, is truly the Son of God, the one and only Messiah who came to this world through the miracle of the Incarnation. He came to bring us back into communion with our Heavenly Father, and we can trust in him to faithfully continue that work of reconciliation in us, through us, and in the world. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.